I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We have to talk to a woman who has the perfect man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why is she calling us then?
Oh, because found out he might not be the
perfect. There's something wrong with him that we got to fix. Okay. Amy?
Yeah, you guys.
Hi. Okay, just prepare for women to hate you because you can't accept your perfect man there. So what's the problem?
Well, he's perfect, except for one small thing. Okay. So I need your advice on this issue because it's when things are really great, like so is he, but when things aren't okay with me, he just has no idea how to handle it.
Okay.
So, if I'm stressed out or if I'm unhappy or if I start to cry, he just kind of like shuts down and doesn't even really try to comfort me. So,
like at all,
yeah.
Like he just walks, like you're sobbing and he literally removes himself from the room.
He just kind of sits there or stands there just wherever we're at. And like, it's just, you know, when I get upset about that, you know, his answer is just that he's not good at it. And that's what my girlfriends are for.
Ooh. He's not totally wrong, but still.
Well, yeah. I mean,
go sob on your girlfriend's shoulder. Don't bother me with this.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in trying to be everything.
Feign, at least. Oh, no, okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, okay,
I wonder why you've not. But I think, is knowing your strengths and knowing your weaknesses a bad thing or a good thing? Like, he's like, I'm not good at this. I think maybe I would be happy to go grab you a bottle of great rosé and you have your girls over and you guys, you know, I'll buy you some Haagen-Dazs or Ben and Jerry's or whatever, and you guys get crazy and cry your little brains out. But like, I'm a dude. If that hinge is weird, I can fix that hinge. But like, if you're in your feels, I don't even know what to do with that.
Dang.
I'm not that way. I'm more in my feels than anybody on the planet. But if that's your dude.
And that's a lot of guys, actually. They're not natural when it comes to.
They're not.
And women,
and your word feign is kind of accurate, where it's just like we learn a set of dog-like responses where it's like,
right.
If she's crying this way, pet her head.
Yeah,
if she's crying this way, pull her into your shoulder.
Yeah.
If she's crying this way, hand her wine.
That's what I'm talking about, is I would appreciate that, especially in the moment.
Even if it's fake?
Not like, well, you might think it's faked, but that's what the other person appreciates. And what calms them or helps them. So it's not really fake. You're doing it for that person.
Do you fake things for him?
Besides.
Oh, yeah. Like, I listen to him talk about his, like, video games and sports and whatever,
there you
know?
In one ear, out the other. But you're good at it.
Oh, yeah. God, that's actually kind of true.
It is true.
So you feign interest in his crap, but your stuff is hard. Like, sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I swear I'm not. But sometimes if you. I don't know if you're going to admit this, but like, are you kind of dramatic? Do you tap into that cry emotion or that overwhelmed place more often than the average person?
I mean, I'm just responding to what I'm being given.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying if you do it a lot at a certain point, it's hard for him to keep faking it. Okay, just 303-222-5423. If you're a man who's had a woman like this, the rules can be anything, but like, is it your sig other's job to always be your rock?
Okay.
Or can they subcontract that sometimes?
Okay.
And go, look,
that's
you and your friend Jennifer and Renee, why don't you? I mean, I've heard you guys.
Yeah.
After a night with them, you've got all the world's problems solved. I mean, I could sit here and fake it.
Right. Or are you flattered that he's like letting you, you're mature. He thinks you don't need it. Well, no, that doesn't make sense either. But, and some guys are just like, I'm not supposed to. We're not supposed to try and fix every time a woman starts crying about something.
This is that men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Yeah, I think it's like, he's like, do you really want me to change? Because then maybe I won't be good at the stuff over here. I know that's kind of a male cop-out. I just wonder at what point do you just accept, if he's great in every other way.
Right, except for the one.
Yeah, if the toilet seat is down, like, he does all the right stuff there and he picks up his crap off the floor and he doesn't like, is this, or this is just popping in my head and I can't believe it took me this long. Is this a huge red flag? Because is this man just so completely void of emotion where it's like, he can talk about video games and sports and whatever, but as soon as it gets
real,
yeah. And it's gritty. Like, what happens if you guys got pregnant and lost a baby? Like, he's going to be I know I took that way extreme, but it's like,
no, women think of those things. They do.
It's like,
is this guy worthy of fathering my,
can he be in a foxhole with you?
There it is.
He
is in every other way except emotionally, and women need this one. Women,
the emotional connection.
They do.
Do you feel an emotional connection to him in other ways? Like, from a loving standpoint, you do?
Yeah, I feel like he's really loving. I just think that it's whenever there's a negative emotion of any sort, like, he just shuts down, and I don't know how to handle it. And especially if I need like any sort of comfort, you know, it gets worse.
Woman up
in that moment.
That's probably his contribution to the whole
woman up. Yeah. I see what you're saying. I wonder if there's...
He needs to feign.
He does, or he... I kind of dig that he's being honest. It's like,
himself.
Women are like, don't lie to me. And it's like, but if I tell you the truth, now you're mad at me for like...
Yep.
Would you rather have a fake emotion from a guy or a real acknowledgement that he doesn't feel that way?
Wow, there it is.
I would rather have acknowledgement of my feelings.
Yeah. Validation. Most women... Yep. I know. Yep.
Yeah, but if you're crying, it's like, I can't believe they're out of rice checks. It's like, baby.
Okay.
Rice checks? Really? So I gotta console you about that now? Can you just call someone else? Can you call your mom about the rice check emergency? About the supply chain?
Dude, I pretended to care when he couldn't get his PS5, okay?
You're right, Amy.
But he didn't cry, Amy.
But still, it was emotional for him.
Okay.
He was sulking.
Okay.
You're dating a boy, you need a man.
Hang on, Amy, don't move.
Yeah. He's perfect though. He's perfect
in every way except he doesn't comfort her right,
and that's the one she needs. She could probably,
but if she had that and then he was constantly peeing on the toilet, she'd be like, he's perfect in a way, but he could. It's like, oh my god, write a spreadsheet, woman, and then go, look at all this, it's in the plus column. There's one over there, just one. He just lacks empathy, feeling.
All that woman needs, exactly.
Is he great in the sack?
Well,
all right, so can Amy get through a relationship with a man who doesn't comfort her right?
Give her what the main thing that she needs. Yeah. I know.
I don't know that it's the main thing. You keep saying that, but it's like...
Because otherwise,
the main thing she needs, then she's sad way too damn much.
Yeah, and yes, so she's got everything but the one.
So then maybe you should work on being sad less.
Yeah, it's on her.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah.
If you were happier, then you wouldn't notice this weakness.
Okay.
Am I helping?
Well...
303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know if we're trying to help Amy or what we're really trying to do here. Amy was just on the phone with us a minute ago. She got the perfect man. He's not comforting enough.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to. He just says, you know what? That's what your girlfriends are for, with the emotional and feeling.
I'll fix stuff. I'll make sweet, sweet relations to you.
That's one thing I'm not good at.
So just have somebody else do that.
Right. And she kind of like, well, can you try and learn?
Because it's something she feels that she needs in a relationship. But everything else is great about this guy. Yeah. So are we jettisoning the relationship over one thing, or are we going to change him? Like, Lori?
Yai.
What do you think?
I have to say, she has to stand up for it. I married that guy, who's great. But literally, if I start crying, is sitting there watching TV because he doesn't know what to do. And he has told me the same thing. He doesn't know what to do. Now, I don't know about you, but if I mean, he'll sit and cry watching This Is Us. But when it comes to if I'm upset, he's like, I don't know what to do. If it's not something I can go fix for you, I don't know what to do. And that's a really lonely place to be. So,
but what do you want him to do? Do you want him to rub your hair? Do you want him to get a clean up? I just don't like it when somebody goes, you're not doing the right thing, but you don't say what it is.
Right.
You can't say there's a problem without offering a solution. So what do you want?
I think that's going to be unique for everyone, but I think any woman probably who's upset is going to want their partner to stop watching TV or going in the other room, for one, and start at least acknowledge, like, okay, this is really upsetting. Like, let me give you a hug, if nothing else. I mean, they can give you some kind of
walking towards attention. A crying woman is difficult to do, to go like, hug.
When it's if the person it's you're with, and it's not even about you necessarily. If I'm upset because I had a really crappy day at work,
hug.
You know, I don't know why it would be that hard for you to come up and give me a hug and be like, "That's really crappy."
Maybe you're doing it a lot. Maybe it's just so often you just I'll do one every five or one every three or no, maybe okay.
My problem is I really wasn't that way. And what's happened to me in my relationship is I just stopped doing it at all because it was so upsetting that he didn't react.
Right.
So now I've just turned into like, you know, now I just have no one to talk to. And that's not cool. And the other stuff, all the other stuff, it doesn't make up for feeling like your partner isn't there.
Wow.
And you can't expect when you says, here, take your bottle of wine over, your girlfriends can't be available for you 24/7 either. That's not their job.
Wow. Okay.
So you're still with this guy. So he hasn't changed. You changed. You had to adapt.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
So unless she's willing to adapt, she like, it's probably.
It's rough. I mean, and you know, once you're, I didn't hear if she's married or not married.
Not.
But you know, I got married and love him and the good things are still the good things, but it's lonely.
Lori.
Yeah.
Do you want a hug?
I do.
I don't feel like this is very, just swing by the station. Okay. We'll group hug it out over here. Thank you. Dude, I'm glad you took the bullet on that. It's like, if you cry every once in a while, then it's like, if you cry all the time,
you can't expect.
It's fatiguing.
Okay.
Jack.
Yay.
What do you think?
Yay. So, friend of my dad's been through three divorces, and so at a young age, he made us read the Men Are From Mars, Men Are From Venus, and the whole understanding of how to like, communicate. And unfortunately, with men, it seems it's much more of like you have a problem, you have a resolution, you figure it out. Whereas with women, a lot of times, and it's not like this, but just a lot of times it's just trying to figure out, you know, talking through it, discussing, and relieving stress.
Oh, they vent about it.
And so... Yeah, and then, so a lot of times it's...
It's like that door like squeaking. I'm going to go get oil.
Yeah, that's what men think about. But women are just, that stupid door I hate every time I come through. And it
I
makes
want you to talk about the door, too.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about the door.
Oh, yes.
I want to fix the door.
Yes.
Like, what? I don't...
Exactly. How it makes me feel.
Yes.
And that's the men's version of it. But, like, with my wife, which I've been with for 10 years now, she's had to express herself sometimes of like, hey, I know I'm frustrated about this problem. I don't need a resolution. I just want to express it. Oh. And I just want you to understand it. And so I know it sounds dumb because I'm a guy, but...
No, but I get what you're saying. Because for a guy, anytime somebody presents me with a problem, I immediately say a solution. It. And it's like, it's both sometimes men and women look at you and go like, look, man, I wasn't looking for help. It's like, then why the F are you telling
Thank
me?
Thank you.
Don't
tell
me. I fixed
the point is knowing me, knowing that. Yeah.
Oh my God, there's so much stuff. I'm like, I have a truck. We can put a body in the back of that truck.
Oh, you want me to commiserate?
Thank you for the help though, Jack. Yes. Appreciate it. Carla.
Yes.
Hi. What do you think?
I think from personal experience that things will get harder when they're emotionally closed off like this. Only because when the bigger things happen later, your friends kind of get tired of hearing that your man ain't there. And so then they leave and you kind of just need them to be there, even to fake it. Just stay there. It'll be okay. Just like we pretend to be interested in their stuff.
You're right.
Like fantasy sports and
all that. Yeah.
Waitresses.
Pat you on the head. Like, okay, it'll be fine.
So you don't care if we're faking it. You'd rather have a disingenuous reaction as long as it's a reaction.
Absolutely.
That's insanity to me. Like
I don't care.
I don't want you to not, I don't know how to, like, I would rather you be like, listen, I'm sorry you didn't get Tom Brady in your stupid fantasy thing, but don't be like, oh my God, honey, are you okay? Can I get, it's like, you don't care. I'm okay with you not caring.
Okay.
It's okay.
Don't feign caring.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my
okay.
God. Now I just think you're a big fat
you
liar.
I acknowledged it that you were upset. You can at least acknowledge that's that I'm not feeling well.
You're right, Carla. Yes.
Touchy-feely
crap.
It is, and I am touchy-feely, but this is too
to
much.
To a point, yeah.
Yes, Trish.
Yes,
Hi, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think I understand what she's saying, but I mean, if she comes home every day and has one, you know, is bummed about something or has a bad day, then, I mean, I guess that gets to be a little much. But, I mean, every once in a while, I mean, you know, if she's had a bad day or something's really bothering her, it wouldn't hurt to say, you know, hey, you know, are you all right? I mean, even if it's not what he wants to do. But, I mean, if he never does it, then, I mean, then maybe, that would get old after a while.
This is horrifying for me to say out loud, but I'm on Team Steve.
Wow.
It's like, this is your third one this month, and it's like, she's like, honey, my boss, and it's like, You've already done three.
Yeah.
Like, you're three strikes here. Yeah. You've got nothing left in the tank unless you want to start borrowing from next month. But then eventually, when they're out of PS5s and you're genuinely upset about something, it's like, you're done through 2028, girl.
Yeah.
Bye.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.